New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. Now, as I often say on this podcast, I like to discuss sports and life, and this platform is where both of these interests converge. I'm going to give thoughtful, raw, and honest analysis on basketball, but I'm also going to have insightful, meaningful conversations on life. And through these conversations, I'll be able to entertain, educate, and engage you guys, and we can just have fun with these discussions. But the reason I'm saying all of this is because this ties into the subject that I wanted to discuss today. And that is, the 2024-2025 NBA season is in full swing, and the Milwaukee Bucks have gotten off to a slow start. Now, I'm not an alarmist, nor am I a prisoner of the moment. I believe in taking a balanced approach. But there are cause for concerns that I've observed with this team. And it's partially due to the lack of chemistry between Giannis and Lillard, but largely, it's due to the coaching. And that element, the coaching, is really what I want to discuss for today's episode. Now, last season, the Bucks were coached by Adrian Griffin, and there was some struggles with the team, particularly defensively, and the offense seemed a bit scattered, much like what we see happening now. But despite this, the team was 30-13, and they were one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. However, that didn't stop the Bucks from firing the head coach and bringing on Doc Rivers to coach the team. Now, to me personally, Doc Rivers' status as an elite coach is highly suspect. Now, I've seen him as a head coach that squandered many opportunities to win when he had playoff series leads during his time with the Celtics and the Clippers. Now, he's inherited a good team with the Bucks, and he's been unable to establish a system or a culture that the players can buy into. But I believe the Bucks are learning a lesson that we all need to learn. If it isn't broken, don't fix it. Now, there's a clear distinction between seeking to self-improve and this principle, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. So let's break all of this down. If you look at the Bucks last season, they were winning games, but they didn't necessarily gel and come together. But despite that, they had a winning record and were a top seed in the conference and one of the best teams in the league. They didn't need to do something as drastic as firing their coach. And if you look at the team after they hired Doc Rivers last season, right, looking at how they performed after he was hired, throughout the remainder of the season, the playoffs, and even this season so far, it's the exact same issue. I believe it comes down to their player personnel and their defense. They need a more cohesive system, and they need to be better defenders. Now, when they traded Jrue Holiday and they brought in Lillard, it was obvious the defense was going to take a hit. But as a team, their defensive issues weren't addressed and adjustments weren't made. And Adrian Griffin was only 43 games into the season, about the halfway point, and he should have been afforded more time. However, they did something drastic. Now, they're plagued with the same issue that they were plagued with last season, and it still hasn't been addressed despite the coaching change. So what did they really accomplish by firing Adrian Griffin and hiring Doc Rivers? Now, sometimes in life, we think that the drastic move is the right move, but that's not always the case. Some things require seeing it through for a period of time, taking chances, and then making minor adjustments as you go. Other times, if you find things are working well, then it's okay to maintain and keep it going. Now, this doesn't mean to be complacent. This just means that it requires some risk management and emergency preparedness. So let me share a personal example. It's actually kind of a funny story. So when I was younger, right, during my undergrad university days, I was helping someone out with launching their digital magazine or their blog. I was just someone who wanted to explore writing, and I just so happened to meet this person that was looking for a writer to work with. So at the time, it made sense. And our roles were clear. I focused on the content creation, the development and communications aspect, and then he does the administrative, day-to-day, big picture stuff. So we were also working with another guy who did graphic design. So we had a, I guess you could say, a trio of working together and trying to build this thing from the ground up. Now we were planning and mapping it out, and then eventually it was launched. Now we would have meetings every week and just strategize, game plan, and get organized. And once it got launched, I was putting out content and it was actually picking up traction. Now we had some local businesses that were on board and were actually advertising on it. So we even had some steady revenue coming in, right? So it's going well. And then the guy I was working with that was starting it out, he says, we should rebrand the whole thing. So I say, yeah, okay. Now he wanted it to be more community focused, highlighting the stories of local businesses. Okay, that might make for interesting content. Let's try it out, right? Then the next week, he was like, well, we should just switch it up and focus on posting job advertisements. So I'm like, okay, like a LinkedIn or Indeed. He would say, no, it's deeper than that. We're talking the future of business communication. I was like, okay, in what sense? It allows for businesses to contact people directly. So, okay, I'm thinking maybe it's like some kind of instant messenger kind of service, not really sure. But I was like, okay, do you know someone that can help facilitate that or create something like that? He's like, yo, I'll look into it. Okay. Then the next week when we meet again, he's like, yo, we should just scrap that idea and just create a forum for people to be able to connect with each other. Okay. So at that time, we had someone who was doing web design, but the guy wasn't really helpful. So me, as someone with no experience or background on web design, I took on the challenge of redesigning the site. Now, the guy that I was working with, who's going through all these different ideas, he was the liaison that was working with the advertisers and recruiting them. So when they signed on board, right, these advertisers, because remember I mentioned earlier that there was some revenue coming in. When they signed on board, they signed under the impression that this website was a digital magazine or a blog. But while they're paying for advertising services, this idea keeps radically changing from week to week. So rather than him keeping it the way that it was, and then maybe just doing some research and development onto what these new ideas could be and trying to figure out what's the best approach to take and then slowly implement it, he just wanted to radically change things in a quick period of time. And this constant change of plans obviously turned off the advertisers because to them, it seemed like there was some uncertainty with what we were doing and rather than us and having that identity and knowing what we want it to be, it's coming off like we're still trying to find ourselves and figure things out. So of course, the advertisers fell off. And shortly after, I walked away because it was becoming painfully obvious that this thing was going nowhere real fast. But not to make it seem all negative, because I did learn some valuable skills and I learned a lot about myself. And what I managed to do is I reapplied those things to myself and started to do my own thing. And it taught me that I don't really want to have any joint business partner on any idea or any company or go 50-50 with another person. I'd rather just do it on my own and then maybe contract things out for any expertise outside of my skill set and do it that way. It might take a little bit longer to get certain things done, but I find it's much more peaceful. And anyways, the reason why I'm sharing that story is to drive home the message, if it isn't broken, don't fix it.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Now, while things are going well, it's good to explore, do research, and try to, you know, formulate alternative methods, and then find a way to slowly integrate and implement those things when the time is right. But to try and fix something and do things that aren't really called for at that time will only further exacerbate an existing problem, or it will cause the problem that you were even trying to avoid or resist in the first place. And maybe you guys heard that phrase, what you resist persists. And I believe that that is a branch off of this tree. Now, this idea of fixing things that aren't broken, I believe that this can apply to anything in life, really, whether it's professional or personal. Now, if you're in a relationship with someone and it's going well, many times this is where people start to self-sabotage and let their minds run wild. This is where, if you have any deep-rooted insecurities, it starts to manifest and present itself. If things are going well, people will overthink or convince themselves that there is a problem or there is a problem coming. And they do this to avoid having a problem in the relationship. But all it does is it actually ends up just creating a new problem that wasn't there before. So again, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. Sometimes it's not about fixing. It's just about maintaining. Now, have you ever used an app, software, or a device that is working well and it has great features? Then there's an update that completely makes the experience worse. And you're like, why the hell would they do this? Now, this climate of having to innovate and constantly change, it can have these unintended consequences. Now, look, I get it. Change is inevitable. But making changes just for the sake of change can have unintended consequences, especially if there is an ulterior motive to that change beyond just genuinely wanting to make things better. Is this change for the purpose of is it a cost-cutting measure? Is it a way to make more money? So there's a fine line. So in the case of the Milwaukee Bucks, when they fired Adrian Griffin, was it really about winning? Or did Giannis, as good of a guy that he is, and I respect him as a player and as a person, did he overplay his hand as a franchise player and have the front office make a knee-jerk response move? Now, if his goal was to win, is this move helping them win now? So was it worth it making that move? Was this a well-thought-out, calculated move? Or did he, like many in the mainstream media and even some fans, did he buy into the Doc Rivers hype like many do and bring on a guy who some people like me would say is overrated? Now, the reason why I say he's overrated is because his last championship was in 2008, 16 years ago. Now, he's riding the wave of a championship from 16 years ago, but if you look at his resume since, it's been blunder after blunder. Now, did Giannis and the Bucks really think this through when hiring him? Or like I said earlier, was it a knee-jerk reaction? If it isn't broken, don't fix it. Now, there's so many themes and directions that I could go into because there are a lot of thoughts that came to me as I was watching the Milwaukee Bucks game so far this season. But this is really the one that I wanted to cover most because of its versatility. But look, that's all I got for you guys today. You guys can follow me and the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can also check out all of my books. The links will be in the description. Until next time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.